This is Logan Sekulow. We got a jam-packed show today with our guests, Hollywood actor John Schneider and Tulsi Gabbard.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Sekulow. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Sekulow.
We've got a jam-packed show today. A lot of great guests coming on. Tulsi Gabbard, you're going to hear that. You're going to hear John Schneider in an interview we did for the Sekulow Brothers podcast, but you're going to want to stay tuned. He's got a brand new movie. You know John. He is an actor. He is a director. You know him from projects like The Dukes of Hazzard. He was Beau Duke. You know him from things like Smallville or Dancing with the Stars or, you know, countless films and television series, Faith films, the Roe versus Wade movie. He's involved always and what's going on in culture. He's producing and making his own films, and we're going to talk about that as well. He's not his wife is producing. You'll hear about that because she has amazing credentials. We talk all about that in this interview you're going to hear later on. I'm excited about it. He's got a brand new film to die for, and John's always been very supportive. You should actually go watch some of the Jay Sekulow Band performances with John Schneider, which were done a little bit ago.
Very talented individual.
Yeah, those were done, I believe, in 2020, and we want to bring him back. Have him. He always is in and out of our lives. I feel like he's around, so it's awesome. He's a great guy. And shares a lot of your same core values and beliefs. So we're going to have him on later in the show. Also, before that, she made a lot of news this week. We have our interview that we did. One of the first interviews she did with Tulsi Gabbard. It was pretty fun, Will, to see when she announced that she was leaving the Democratic Party, when she announced her first episode of her podcast went up, had millions and millions of people watching. There was three outlets she was on. Us, Rogan, and on Tucker. So to be part of that conversation, we were honored because those were sort of, you know, they're sort of the two of the biggest players in, would you say, I don't know if I'd put Rogan in news media, but in media, right? Millions of people. So we were honored to have her on, and you're going to hear that, plus Rick Grenell.
But it also shows you what the support of the ACLJ can do. It gives us a platform here where we are able to get Tulsi Gabbard, because of our connections and relationship with her, being able to get her on the show. The day that she makes that announcement, that was number one trend on Twitter for the entire day, and she was on two of the biggest media players out there. She was also on our show, and you're going to get to hear that conversation about why she made this move to leave the Democrat Party and all of the things that entails. But it was really important because of the members of the ACLJ. We are able to get that news out to people. We're able to get this analysis to them right as it's happening, one of the biggest stories in politics this week, and it was broken down right here on Sekulow.
Yeah, and my dad, he's going to be on Tulsi's podcast, and you can even watch. I try to encourage you to do. We did a 10-part series called "Revenge of the Taliban." It's available on ACLJ.org or on our YouTube channel, maybe on our Rumble channel as well. And we had an interview with her just during the withdrawal from Afghanistan last year. It's 10 parts, a lot of different points of view, and she's one of them, obviously someone who is involved in the military to this day. So you can find that on ACLJ.org. I encourage you all to go to the website. I've said this before, I'm going to say it again, because there is so much great content on that website. People go there, you may think you're going there to just look at what's going on, maybe support our latest cause, sign a petition. I encourage you all to do that. It's incredibly important. However, there is an incredible amount of content that is available on this website, whether that's news, whether that's videos, whether that's blogs by Mike Pompeo or Rick Grenell, who will be joining us coming up. Each and every day, brand new material.
That's right. And those articles are exclusive to ACLJ.org.
Right.
And a lot of times you'll even see an article by Mike Pompeo gets published on our website, and then it starts popping up other places in the news because it makes news, all because it started right here.
Yeah, and that is all because of you helping us and supporting us. Again, if you can, we know it is a hard time on a lot of people right now. Record inflation, things are going up, it's crazy. But what you can do is support the work of the ACLJ if you can. And you can just support by liking and sharing. You don't have to support financially, but if you can, we encourage you to. Later in the show, again, towards the end, you're going to hear our interview with John Schneider. That's from the Sekulow Brothers podcast, our brand new show that's available 3 days a week on all your favorite podcast players, YouTube, and on Rumble. You can find all those links on SekulowBrothers.com. It's a fun, maybe more casual look at what's going on in the world of news, pop culture, culture in general. We'll be right back. Coming up again, Tulsi Gabbard, John Schneider, Rick Grenell, Pack Show. Be right back.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
Secchio, this is Jordan Secchio. Folks, it's great to have Tulsi Gabbard, especially today. A big announcement from Tulsi on leaving the Democrat Party. She launched a new podcast as well to kind of walk people through this. So, Tulsi, I appreciate you joining us today on a big day for you, and it's exciting news. I retweeted it right when I was up this morning here on the eastern side of the country. My first question to you, and I'm going to go to my dad, but my first question to you, you talk about the cowardly wokeness. And I talk to folks, you know, all the time in the corporate world, and it's like every day tiptoeing around every issue because you don't even know what's coming the next day where you've got to change your entire way of thought, your entire the language you use, the words you use, and or suddenly you're on the outside looking in.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly right. And what does that really point to? It points to the fundamental problem with today's Democratic Party, which is they're opposed to freedom. They don't support freedom of thought. They don't support, you know, critical thinking. They don't support freedom of speech. And given these are the principles that make up the foundation of our country and our Constitution, and they're diametrically opposed to them and actively seeking to undermine those freedoms, religious liberty being one of them, this is the problem. And this is why so many people are walking around on eggshells, because it's not enough that they're attacking our right to free speech, our freedom of religion. If anyone dares to step outside the line, if anyone even dares to question their logic or their narrative or their argument, they are immediately attacked and smeared. In some cases, their livelihoods are threatened, their ability to support themselves and their families. It is antithetical to who we are as Americans and the vision that our founders had for this country, and therefore poses a direct danger and threat to our democracy.
Dad, go ahead.
Absolutely. So, Tulsi, I said earlier in the broadcast when I was on just with Jordan that I've known you and your family for, my goodness, a long time. I mean, many decades. And this is a very appropriate time to say something to you that I don't really think I've shared with you before, but when we were covering the debates, we all said on air that in the Democratic debates that you were really taking it. You were really doing a great job. And when we asked people who were they going to vote, if they weren't voting for Donald Trump, who would be their favorite candidate, you'd think they would pick one of the 20 Republicans that were running, and everybody was saying Tulsi Gabbard. So this, you always kind of have been outside of what I would call party speak, and really speaking your mind, and which is great. So, but leaving the party, that and leaving the apparatus is a big decision. And just for a moment, I think it would be great to share with our audience around the country and around the world that are listening on our social media platforms. What was the process like? Because this was obviously a big decision. You ran for president in the Democratic Party just a few years ago, and now you're leaving that party.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Jay, and I appreciate being able to be here and to talk with you guys this morning. Frankly, because of the work that you've dedicated your life to defending freedom in a lot of different circumstances. And that's really what this decision came down to, is that today's Democratic Party is controlled by, these woke warmongering elites who hate freedom. Whether we're talking about freedom of speech, freedom of religion, they have no respect for our civil liberties. They don't recognize that there is such a thing as truth. And so when you look at all of these things put together, you can see how insane today's Democratic Party has become. I think there are a lot of folks, a lot of Democrats across the country who have been increasingly concerned over time, as I have been, about the direction that they're taking this country in, and are wondering, hey, what can I do to try to be a part of the solution? Which is why I issued that call to action. Join me. Leave this insane, woke, crazy, and dangerous Democratic Party, and let's take a stand to put country first. Fight for freedom. Fight for our fellow Americans' God-given rights that are enshrined in our Constitution that they seek to try to take away.
You know, you've experienced the demonization or attempt to demonize. And I always want to remind people, not only you're outspoken and clear with your views and not afraid of these party apparatuses, but you serve our country to this day. And when these accusations that get thrown, we all see it. It's online, but you're still willing to take that stand. I mean, how much of it? Because I was probably on the other side of the aisle, spent most of my life working in the Republican Party, and you do get to points where you think, okay, is this still where I belong? And so you went through that process. And what is it like? What are your former constituents? What are you hearing for them? Are more of them feeling that way as well? Taking that maybe an independent route, not necessarily running to join another party, but say, you know what, let's take a step back and talk through the issues.
Jordan, I've always been an independent-minded person. So even as I joined the Democratic Party 20 years ago, and throughout the time that I've served in various public offices, from city council to state house to Congress and then running for president, I have maintained that independent mind. I've been an independent Democrat. And so whether it's people who I had the privilege of serving here in Hawaii, colleagues in Congress, people who actually know me understand that my loyalty is to our country and the Constitution, as it always has been. And so taking this step really is a recognition, again, of what is most important to me in my life. I love our country, and I have dedicated my entire adult life to serving our country and to defending those freedoms, whether it's in uniform or in public office. And this is continuing to fulfill my commitment to do that. And like I said, I think there are a lot of folks, whether it's people here in Hawaii or people who I've worked with or I've heard from across the country, who share these concerns, but like you said, are too afraid to say anything, which is so sad when you think about it, that here we are in the United States of America, that's supposed to be this beacon of freedom for the country or for the world, and yet Americans are afraid to voice their opinions or to think independently outside of one party line or another. That is what has to change. And I hope that people who are seeing my what I'm doing and listening to what I'm saying will feel emboldened and inspired to take that stand themselves.
Let's talk about your podcast, because this is obviously a new venture and something we're really excited about and happy that to promote. And we think getting your voice, having your voice out in that venue, in that platform, the podcast platform, is a great idea. So I want to start with that. That launches. Tell us a little bit about that, and then I'm going to ask you a political question.
Yeah, sure, Jay. I've been wanting to put together a podcast, an online show, for a long time, really because The limitations of the mainstream media are real. The demonization thing is real. Their ability to control a narrative is real. So even on a good day, if you go on live television, you're lucky you get 4.5 minutes to make your point about like the greatest threat to democracy that we face. Like, my gosh, how do you talk about that in 4 minutes? And so being able to have my own show where there's no time limits, there's no corporate boss telling me what I can and can't say, it really provides that opportunity to share my thoughts and views, to go in depth on different issues and challenges we face, and to have really interesting conversations with people about those. And I'm grateful to you, Jay. We recorded an incredible conversation about religious liberty and freedom that I'm excited to share with our listeners and our viewers for the Tulsi Gabbard Show, which is on YouTube, Rumble, and on all audio podcast platforms.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Political question. We've got a situation in Eastern Europe that is a war, unfortunately. The United States policy is very hard to define. We've got an economy that's teetering right now. And then you look at the oil and gas situation, and energy costs are exorbitant, as are food costs. All of these issues are happening, and some would say, well, you've left the political process, but the truth is your voice will be much more amplified outside. But what kind of point are we at in America right now, as you see it, as you launch your podcast, as you leave the Democratic Party? Where do you see the country? Because I know for you that's first, the country.
It is. And regardless of whether people identify as a Democrat or Republican, Independent, Libertarian, whatever it is, the reality is there are a lot of Americans across the country who are struggling for all of the reasons that you're talking about, whether it's inflation or, rising gas prices, all of these different things. It comes down to a failure of leadership. That is what we see when we look at the White House and in Washington, is selfish politicians who care more for their own power or winning the next race than they do about actually fighting for peace, fighting for prosperity for the American people, and upholding and protecting our freedoms. We can change that. We've got to cast our votes in the coming election and make sure our voice is heard and vote for the right people who will fight for us and for the Constitution.
Folks, you can learn about everything that Tulsi's doing. It's TulsiGabbard.com. So the podcast, Substack, again, it's all available there. So again, I'd encourage everybody to go there and to share it with your friends and family. I was talking about this with my brother earlier, is that Tulsi's able to reach people that we're not able to reach and talk about these issues directly. So go to TulsiGabbard.com. We appreciate Tulsi joining us on this such a big news day for her, a big decision to leave the party. TulsiGabbard.com. We'll be right back on Secular.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial at a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack. It's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
All right, welcome back to Secio. Folks, this is a huge point that we need to focus in on with Saudi Arabia. This come out of the administration. You just saw, if you're watching the broadcast, if you're listening, you were in commercial break, but if you're watching the broadcast, we just played this slew of Democrats. They are in line on this message, cutting off, you know, military aid to the Saudis. Maybe we don't want our military on the ground there. So you think about it, with all of the different conflicts, and I know that they're upset about the OPEC move, but you know, there's that question of, was it about, how much was it about the United States? How much was it about the current administration and where it's kind of placed the United States? So I want to go to Rick Rennell, our senior advisor for foreign policy and national security. So Rick, right off the bat, it just seems like at a time, there's a lot of turmoil in the world. I know that they're not happy about this OPEC move, and that speaks a lot to how they view the Biden administration, and then, of course, then how you view the United States. But to the first point I'd say is we put ourselves in this situation where they could even have this kind of power over the United States to say we're going to cut 2,000 barrels a day, and that could send us into massive inflation in gas prices.
Yeah, the thing that I would say is the Biden administration put us into this dilemma. They're the ones who picked the fight with the Saudis in the beginning. Remember, too, that the Senate Democrats have made strategic mistakes over the last 2 years. They dropped the sanctions, the Trump sanctions, on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, the Russian pipeline. When the Senate Democrats dropped the sanctions, they said this was the better path. This was a better policy because we didn't want to stick it in the eye of Russia. And that caused a war in Ukraine. Remember, too, the Senate Democrats worked with the Biden administration to remove the Houthis from the terrorist watch list. And what happened? We immediately saw a war where the Houthis were shooting missiles at the UAE. So now we have Senate Democrats coming forward and saying, block our relationship with the Saudis. This is yet another example of their strategic blunders. We should absolutely not do this, and we should absolutely not follow the path of the disastrous ideas that the Senate Democrats have put forward. They've caused a war in Ukraine, for God's sake.
And it seems to be, Rick, I mean, it's kind of easy, I think, to Americans, if, you could demonize the Saudi Arabian, the kingdom, the family, and all these different aspects. But I think when you actually learn about how involved we are there with military bases, with shared military equipment, when it comes to like global and international issues or regional issues in the Middle East, they're a very close partner. Is it a stretch to say that they'd be the closest major military partner after Israel in the region?
Well, look, they're one of the partners that we absolutely need to work on. And let me be very blunt. After the Khashoggi incident, we absolutely pushed the Saudis and punished the Saudis in the Trump administration and made sure that they understood that this was a terrible mistake that was going to greatly impact our relations. We improved on that. I think that there was a huge improvement, and we were trying to set a new course in our relationship. And then the Biden team came in, and Avril Haines, who is the Director of National Intelligence, repackaged the entire portfolio on Khashoggi and released it like it was new information. It wasn't new information. It was a strategic way for them, the Biden team, to message to the Iranians that they were going to beat up on the Saudis because they wanted to have new negotiations with Iran. Meanwhile, we're seeing Iran get worse with human rights abuses, and this Biden team continues to negotiate with them on a nuclear deal. This is a yet another blunder in the Middle East by the Biden team and Senate Democrats. We should absolutely do the opposite of what they're saying.
Yeah, to me, I would say after this OPEC move, it would be with an ally like this who does have a lot. They rely on the U.S. for a lot for security and for the equipment they use, their military equipment, and it's not exactly just a two-way street there. But instead of trying to rebuild that relationship, whether it's behind the scenes, strategically, uniting around the common enemy in Iran, instead it's playing this out publicly it's just another issue, I think, where the American people go, you know, are we going to have another disaster? This is like, how many on the list can we handle at a time when, you know, it doesn't say like this is the best administration to be balancing all these at the same time.
Look, we see a history from the Biden administration of weaponizing government against their political enemies. And this is yet another example. We've seen them weaponize the DOJ. We've seen them weaponize the FBI, the IRS. When they don't like someone, they use the tools of government to go after them. So now what's happened is they begged the Saudis for an OPEC deal. The Saudis said no. And what do? They throw a tantrum and they say, well, now we're going to completely freeze everything because we didn't get our way. They're weaponizing diplomacy now. And this is just a childish behavior. Again, the Senate Democrats dropped the sanctions on the Russian pipeline, the Trump sanctions on the Russian pipeline. They dropped them. And what happened? We saw a war in Ukraine.
If we were energy independent, if one, this decision wouldn't have been the same kind of impact. But second, I feel like that also would give us more leverage over countries like Saudi Arabia, who ultimately are looking down the road to say they got to figure out a post-oil economic structure too for them. And yet when we become so dependent on the world, I mean, we send so many mixed signals, Rick. It's like we're going to Venezuela to you know, Chevron's going back in there and we're lifting sanctions on them while at the same time we're punishing, and they're allied with Iran, and then we're punishing the Saudis because we don't like their OPEC decision. Now we're putting them in and saying that they are Putin. And to me, it just appears like what you said, these are self-inflicted blunders. I mean, this didn't have to happen this way.
For sure. When you look at the policies of President Trump and getting us off Middle East oil, he was very successful in telling the Middle East, we don't need your oil. We're going to be energy independent and we're going to be an energy exporter. That went over like a lead balloon in the Middle East because they love the leverage that they used to get from being able to put one over on the United States with gas prices. President Trump completely changed that. Joe Biden put us back into that. He made us beholden to Middle East oil again by canceling the XL pipeline, by making sure that we're not energy independent, by drilling and making our own energy and producing our own energy. And so now what we see is we're back to the old ways where we have to beg the Middle East leaders for some sort of gift. And they're saying they don't want to give us the gift. So we're back to putting ourselves into this leverage again. We got to get out of it.
Yeah, Rick, we're going to follow this closely because I think this is one. We need to educate people about it, the relationship, the strategic relationship, the importance. Because the other side, they quickly try to demonize. They'll start bringing up 9/11 again when it fits their narrative that they're trying to blame someone else for where we are on gas prices. Rick, as always, we appreciate your insight on Secular. Rick, of course, part of the ACLJ team. And when these issues, I mean, this just happened, we're able to bring Rick right in to get you up to speed because it impacts us. I mean, the OPEC decision impacts all of us driving. The strategic, of course, military relationship there, which hopefully, you know, is able to build a barrier so we don't have to go to larger conflicts. And again, you see, it just kind of gets thrown out the window very quickly, and everybody on the Democrat Party is in line saying, you know, it's time to stop sales, it's time to rethink the relationship. And I don't think there's enough education on that. You know, it's kind of easy to say about them and then not explain why 2 months ago the president was there. We'll be right back on Secular. Tulsi Gabbard joining us.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
We will fight for the right.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now, more than ever, this is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to the Seculo Brothers Podcast. It's Logan Seculo.
Jordan Seculo's here.
And we are excited because I think this is our first in-studio guest. We've done this about a month. We got a lot of listeners, John, but I feel like you happen to be here. This is a great time to have you in.
I am your guinea pig.
I mean, we've had, yeah, you're on our first set, in-studio.
Yes. Wow, I love that. Yeah. That's fantastic.
It shows everybody. That we are real.
That we are real?
It shows that
the desk is real.
I'm glad I could validate.
Because we're Seculo, we can cross from each other.
People do think we're closer physically. They're like, how close are you to Jordan? I was like, we're a good 10 feet away from each other.
I can't reach out.
No, that's probably for the best. Let's go with John Schneider's here. John Schneider, you know him, you love him. Actor, director, producer, musician.
Everything. Actually, my wife is a producer. I have wife, to jump sorry, right in there. I'm not a producer. That takes math skills, and I have none.
It is tough. You're here to talk about a new movie that I think a lot of people in our audience certainly are going to like. It's called To Die For, and it is coming out on October 20th. So let's just get that out of the way. It's happening. Go to Die For
movie.com.
It'll take you directly there to watch this.
You have to put movie in, or it'll take you to an old Nicole Kidman film.
Okay, To Die For movie.
That I'm not in, and I don't care if you see that or not, but To Die For movie.com is where you will find this intensely patriotic movie about our flag. It's not a documentary, by the way.
No, and it says, like, right in the press release, it starts with, you know, John Schneider steers right of Hollywood, its upcoming movie. You're taking things head on. I think a lot of people want to see this. They want to see, let's put Hollywood in quotes, but they want to see film and television have a voice for people who are maybe on the other side of the political aisle. Because as we were talking about even before, there's a heck of a lot of people out there who would like some content that at least represents some of their values.
Well, the number one thing I've heard about this, and not that many of my friends have seen it, but I showed little pieces of it, even the trailer. They've come to me and they've said, you know, even in this trailer, you say everything that we want to say, but we're afraid to. And my question to them is, why are you afraid to? You know, why is it that the overwhelming majority of people, we know this is true, the majority of people in this country are conservative. The majority of people in the world are most concerned with getting through the day and being able to pay their bills and take care of their family.
Yeah.
Right. So they're not concerned about getting a free this or a free that. I don't get it. So they are in tune with this, but for some reason, they feel that they have got to, is it kowtow? I think that's a Dukes of Hazzard kind of a slogan. Kowtow to the not so silent minority.
Yeah.
And I don't get that. You know, people think I'm from the South, and I am in my soul. I'm from the South in my soul. I'm a cowboy. But in my attitude, I am from New York. And I think that's why I just don't get it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Somebody said to me, yes, sir.
Yeah, we went from a world, and this kind of gets to the heart of the movie. And I watched the trailer before we came on. That post 9/11 world, everyone's flying a flag. And it was okay. You know,
every garage door had a flag.
Yeah.
Yep.
But right now, you put an American flag in and that's now a political statement. And whether you like it or not. And so, again, it's people, and people are thinking twice, like you said.
Well, we have a line from a high school principal in the movie where I say, you know, what is it? I can't fly. I can't drive my truck, you know, within 300 yards of the school with the American flag on the back of my truck. And she says that's because currently it's seen as a divisive symbol. And I said, that's the stupidest thing I've heard since global warming.
And she says,
don't you mean climate change? And I say, ha. Ah.
And that's a real situation that's happening around the country.
Well,
it's not like you said, you're taking these moments that are happening. We're all seeing them, whether we're acknowledging them or not. And that's what you brought up. Well, why do people feel this way? Because maybe the media is certainly portraying as, you know, right and wrong, good and evil. And you have to be careful, whether it's in your friend group or you feel like it, or your kids' school groups, or you feel like this need of being like, I don't want to
you
say these
things.
You feel
like being an outsider, even though you're not. That's
right.
And that's the plan of the enemy, and they're doing a great job.
Yeah.
You know, it's I applaud their ability. I was talking to a great singer-songwriter here in town named Chuck Cannon yesterday about this. And they have the ability, the innate ability, I think, to come up with a slogan or with a statement that kind of then runs on its own.
Check out all the amazing work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. We'll be right back.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen that with social media. We've seen that with so many of the issues that have come up the last few years, where for 6 months, if you said something, you'd be banned. Yeah, a lot of the things that people were saying became true, even really political things that we saw that with Hunter Biden and all of those things.
We had a computer. You have the pictures. No one was saying,
but if you talked about it,
he wasn't saying they weren't real. But if you talked about it, you were Russia. You were a Russian agent, and
you were colluding.
It's like if you have an American flag, you're somehow the other side with the American flag. You're trying to say, hey, I support my country. I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud of my country. Besides the politics that go on, that was what kind of kept us always moving forward, is that, yeah, our politicians can be ridiculous sometimes, and you don't always support them. But so we're still Americans, and we move forward past them. But now that divide where you think people don't want to unite under the flag.
Well, these people, but they do.
That's right. There's so many, like we said, there's so many of the Texter friends there who totally support what we're doing here, but would be scared to death to say this all publicly. They say it behind the scenes.
Well, somebody comes into a room with people that I love, and they've got a firearm, and they're going to kill people that they don't know. All I want to be is a better shot.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what we're having more and more of. I saw another one today. There was a sheriff somewhere that urged citizens to, you know, someone tries to loot your home or your business, you shoot them.
Yep.
You shoot them till they look like, I would have said Swiss cheese. He said grated cheese. I just like Swiss cheese better. Yeah,
it's a better
visual.
It's
got those big holes in it.
Right. It's a better visual.
But yeah, so this movie is about all of those things. It's I play a guy named Quint North. I almost named him Quint Westwood because it was like so close to Clint Eastwood. And it's very similar in tone to Gran Torino.
Okay.
Yep. Except Gran Torino was more of a personal story, and there is a personal story in here, but the big story in To Die For is just looking around in wonder about how in the world has this happened. How could this be wrong? You remember Michael Douglas did a great movie years ago called Falling Down, where he said, I'm the bad guy?
Yeah, exactly.
And in this, Quint North is discovering that there is a whole force out there that is calling him and people who think like him the bad guy.
Yeah.
While at the same time, he is his own bad guy because he has a neighbor across the street, a Native American. Whatever. So that's what he is, and he's got this war, going on. The only thing they have in common is they both like John Wayne movies.
Okay.
So it also has...
It has that tie.
It has a little, humor in there.
You know, part of the writing team in this.
I get home at the end of the day, and I look across the way, and he's out there drinking a beer on his front stoop. Yeah. Anyhow, it's fun, but it gets right to the heart of the nonsense that we're being fed and the lunacy of the flag being a divisive symbol.
And let's talk about that. I think that the production side of this is really interesting to me, which is you're making these movies.
Yes.
You're out there doing them yourself. You come out here very vocal on your feelings, issues. It's not like you're not working. You haven't been canceled in the terms of you're able to. You had Christmas in Tune last year. All these things
for some reason they can't. I'm mashed potatoes. You can't cancel mashed potatoes.
Which is really actually pretty interesting.
You can't cancel a grilled cheese sandwich.
To me, that is actually fascinating. Because you know they tried to do it to the Dukes of Hazzard. They've tried to do it to other things you've maybe been associated with, but somehow you're still out there. You're working professionally all the time.
When I want, which is kind of cool.
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's not like you're making these movies because you have to. You're making these movies because, one, I'm sure it's a joy to make them, and it's interesting work because you're out there producing these yourself or directing them.
Directing, thank
Sorry,
you.
Sorry, not
Sorry, you know, baby.
Executive I'm not producing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, don't make it come after me. But you're making all of this content yourself to have that voice while still working in somewhat of a system when needed, like you said, when there's a play to happen or one of those specials that are happening on all the different networks I'm seeing you on. It's great, honestly, that you're still out there and you're making an impact, not just this, but you're also making your own stuff for an audience that wants it. And probably that audience that is watching your other content, whether that is a movie on Lifetime or whether that's a movie on, they probably... It's the same audience. You know, they still want that. Even if the networks don't want to pretend, they want to pretend they don't. They know.
They do. They know. They know. And we also distribute our own stuff, which I think is a very important and very different thing that Alicia and I do, because most everybody else I know, if they do, and by the way, we made this movie with like 10 people over a long period of time, the last 10 months or so.
Yeah, you had long hair.
I made it. Well, it's in the movie. Yeah. I had the long hair so that I could get it cut off in the movie. But it's much shorter in the movie than this even. But we did it when we could, you know, coming back from a concert or, you know, whenever I could, we filmed part of this movie. But my drop dead date for it coming out on Cineflix, which is our distribution, our streaming distribution arm, it was October 20th. So I knew that date was coming. So our deadlines are self-inflicted, which is important. But my point, I've rambled, is that a lot of people try to make things, or they do make things, that shout against the machine, secretly hoping that the machine will pick it up and save them from a lifetime of financial ruin.
Right.
You've got to be willing, which is what this movie is about as well. If you aren't willing to lose everything for what you believe in, if you aren't willing to put everything on the line, if you ain't all in, you're out. And that's how Quentin North feels. That's how I feel. That's how Alicia and I feel. We are currently, once again, all in.
And this is not your first. You've done quite a few films through.
We have done quite a few films, and they started
and all of those.
Yeah, yeah, that's so much fun. Those are so much. Those, you know, I was talking to Alicia the other night about this. That was kind of Poker Run, Stand on It, and the next one in that series is called Double or Nothing. Those are kind of our every which way but loose, any which way you can. He didn't do a third one of those, but and that in my mind was an accident. And Alicia says, "Oh, you're so cute, baby. That was no accident." Because you know she's the producer.
Take a lot of inspiration.
So it's exciting for me because again, I mean, if you are all in, we were all in with Christmas cards. Christmas card paid for itself and a little more. We took the little more. And we put it in Stand on It, and we raised a little additional money, and we put some of whatever we had in there too. So we were all in again.
So it's working. It's a successful model.
But we knew that it once once we had the first one that actually paid for itself.
Yeah, which is incredibly hard, by the way, in Hollywood, period. Not independent movies.
Well, true.
Period. Just to make a movie that turns a profit is very rare.
It's difficult, but keep talking about my wife, the producer. This isn't like some actor that made his wife a producer. We met when she hired me to do a movie she was making.
Right.
And she used to run, the old president of Paramount was Robert Evans. He did Rosemary's Baby, he did The Godfather Chinatown, he did Harold and Maude, on and on and on.
The kid stays in the picture.
It was all about him. So when he was no longer the president of Paramount, he had his lifetime deal and his, not lifetime, that. He had
lifetime.
For the rest of his life,
he had a deal.
That's where they got that name.
Yeah.
At Paramount, and he had a production company there, and she ran it.
Oh, wow.
So this woman is a powerhouse.
Yeah, I want to hear her stories. I want to hear the Robert Evans stories.
You want to get her on. Yeah. I promise you do. So the key to being able to make money back on your movie or your record is to not spend that much money on your movie or your record. You've got to spend wisely. Yeah. You've got to spend the money. The only way to spend money on a movie or any piece of content like it was your own is make sure that it's your own.
Yeah.
And you will.
Yeah.
So this movie was, she knows what it cost because she was taking care of everything in the background there. Yes, but we do have our studio in Louisiana. So the cameras are ours, the microphones are ours, the lights are ours. So we don't have to go
out and rent things.
Yeah. We wind up buying something new. Like I just upgraded my, I'm the editor too. So we just upgraded my Mac tower with a couple of video cards in there that have really been a game changer for me over the last like 2 weeks.
Shows you can do all of this. A lot of people talk about making content, and look, I'm not saying go use your phone, but there are a lot of people. You have a little film studio in your pocket.
It's 4K.
Yeah, if you want to tell a story, you can have a place to start. Probably, like I said, in your pocket, ready to go. And then you have people like you who are obviously an incredible actor, can bring a lot of weight and bring fan base to this. I think that's also true for what's happening in Hollywood. Can you find actors or directors like yourself who come with hundreds of thousands, millions of fans and go, yeah, I'm doing this? Because it's different than if someone just said, yeah, I'm going to make a movie with my friends. I hope it's great. You have John Schneider, who people grew up with, who know him from multi-generations now of different films. It's a bit different in that point of view, but there are people, and we're going to start seeing it more and more, who will take those risks.
Yeah, I think you will, because right now there's not a whole lot of risk involved out there. You know, if Brad Pitt and George Clooney want to get together and make a movie, and put forth some more leftist BS propaganda, they can do that, but somebody else will pay for
it. Well, it's funding it. Yeah, they're not throwing in their money. Check out all the amazing work of the ACLJ at aclj.org, and we'll be right back.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
The other movies you mentioned, Christmas Cards, the Christmas Cards has a pretty strong message, but Poker Run and some of these, those are very fun.
Southern horsepower comedy.
Yes. This is
they
now
are Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes. And now this film is targeting an audience that is pretty, it's not narrow. We said it's a very large audience.
Yes.
But it's a specific, it's fine. It's a specific group. It is a audience that would be interested in this more conservative angle of a movie. Because you can watch Poker Run or watch Stand On It and those, probably like, okay, it doesn't really matter where you are politically.
Those are great beer and popcorn movies.
Exactly.
They're great.
They're fun.
They're great, great fun. But this movie is the one you're going to want to watch just because you want to hear the things you've been thinking said out loud, or you want to watch with someone next to you that you have been afraid to say these things to, or at least hesitant to
open
say
the
these
discussion.
Things to. Yeah. This is an attention getter. This film will welcome discussion. It'll open up discussions with people you would never talk about these things with before. You know, oh, come on. Somebody really is willing to potentially die in their front yard for a piece of tattered fabric? You bet your butt they are.
Yeah.
There are millions of
exist.
Them, and there are those who do that every day on foreign soil. The difference is, you know, I never really knew what enemies foreign or domestic meant. How brilliant were our forefathers, our founding fathers,
to realize
to be speaking about, to put and domestic on that document, because right now we are being attacked by a I believe, a very small, albeit loud group. But they are attacking us every day. I'm watching people fight back. I'm watching our Second Amendment be, they tried to get rid of it. What are we now? 21 states now have open carry?
I'm not sure the number total.
I think it's,
you probably
I think
know
it's
that more
21.
Than me. Yeah.
It's amazing. It's great. Because I tell you what, if a bad guy comes, I live in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And it's not to say there, I mean, New Orleans has just fallen apart. But that's poor mayorship. But you come into a room in Louisiana, chances are there are more people armed than not.
Yeah.
I don't care what the room is. So unless you're coming there to do damage to someone specifically, you're not going to walk in there and say, put them up.
Right.
Because
there's a whole
they
room
won't
of
even
people.
Spill their Michelob Ultra before you too look like grated cheese.
Yeah. Well, John, I am excited for the movie again. It's coming out October 20th.
October 20th. But people can pre-order
it. You can pre-order it.
But let me explain that.
Yeah,
let's
maybe just walk them through the process because you're self-distributing this.
Yes.
It is available. When people are purchasing it, they are buying it from your studio.
My phone dings when someone purchases it.
And I want people to know that because I think that is important. You're right. It's not someone who makes a movie, go sells it to whatever company. They don't know about it anymore. They don't care. They got their money back. This is directly impacting your future productions, but also it's making a statement and people are going to see the website. They're going to see they have to purchase it. They have to go through that process. So maybe.
Right. And watch the trailer. You're going to, if you don't like the trailer, you're not going to like the movie. Okay. So buy
Fair
the
enough.
Movie and then just don't watch it.
Yeah.
Then I would appreciate that, too.
Then the ding happens, and it's fine.
There you go. Then it's fine.
Yeah.
But so what we have right now is todieformovie.com.
Mm-hmm.
So we have made it. We put it at half off because with Christmas Cards, Stand On It, and Poker Run, our distribution site is actually, it's through Vimeo.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are familiar with.
Yeah. So it's through Vimeo. Cineflix, DOD, is through Vimeo. So we have a presence on there. That looks like we have this big business somewhere. And it is a big business, but we don't have servers and all that. We want to.
Yeah.
We want, and we can do that, but we have to hit a trans.
That's a pretty.
Hit a Trans Am.
Yeah.
Hit a Grand Slam before we do that.
Yeah, that's a pretty big.
Yeah, that's a big thing, and you've got to be able to run it. The reason why I know it's a big thing is on those last three films on opening day, we have crashed the server. So. We could only have, I don't know, maybe 1,500 people. You know, that's great. 1,500 people want to stream your movie on opening day.
Yeah.
That's great. or pardon me, 1,500 people can.
Yeah.
But what if 100,000 wanted to?
Right.
So what we've done, we talked with the people at Vimeo and they said, look, you should consider doing a pre-sale. So when you pre-sell it, if you go to todieformovie.com right now, you'll get it half off, but you will, on opening day on the 20th, it's not going to crash for you.
Yeah.
And it's going to help not crash the server for them.
They know what's coming.
Yeah, to know what's coming. So you get half off, you're first in line. So go to todieformovie.com. When you do, the trailer will be up there. And it'll say pre-order now. So watch the trailer. If it floats your boat, then pre-order. At midnight or at 12:01 on the night, I guess it's the first minute of the 20th,
crossover. Yeah.
I'm going to be awake and I'm going to change it to $19.99. So if you want it half
for
off,
pre-order.
And that's not the whole reason to get something, but you know, I wanted to give some incentive for people to pre-order. So do that. And then, the movie will be out available for streaming until what we call Orange Friday, which is when Poker Run and Stand On It and Christmas Cars came out. That is, for all you Dukes of Hazzard fans, the Friday after Thanksgiving. I refuse to call it anything but Orange Friday. So
for the general league. For people,
exactly.
For people general to put it together.
For the general league, because I believe, you know, I get on a rampage here.
No, I'm just clarifying so people understand why it's Orange Friday for you.
Yep, Orange Friday for me is because of the general league, in honor of the general league, and to love the car, loved everything about the Dukes of Hazzard, love Stand On It and Poker Run. You can rent those right now.
Yeah.
But you'd have to go to Cineflix DOD, which is hard to remember. Cineflix DOD.
We'll put some links. People can go.
Put some links up like that.
And they should check out the other movies because, again, those are really fun. But this one is – those are fun. This may be important. You know, and I'll say it that way.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I think it's
– and that's a good way maybe putting it is this is a message and a mission.
It's a message done in a very in-your-face way. But it's not a soapbox sort of a thing.
Yeah.
It is about our flag. It's about patriotism. It's about supremacy – regardless of its color, is wrong.
Yeah.
It's about that. Yeah. It's about misconceptions between people. I don't believe in playing someone who's... Quint North is not always right. You know, he's in his own way, aren't we all?
Yeah.
So I'm very, very proud of this movie. Brian saw the whole thing.
Yeah. Brian, our shared friend and publicist.
Yeah. So and when you see it, please share it with somebody. Share the link to todieformovie.com, and then come Orange Friday, we'll have some idea of knowing how many DVDs we need to make. Because that's another thing. When you are self-distributing, it's kind of like having a birthday. You don't know what size cake to get. You don't know if
four people or
10,000 people are going to show up. So we don't want to make the mistake of buying. Manufacturing too many DVDs, but worse than that is making the mistake of manufacturing too few DVDs. So help a patriot out. Go to todieformovie.com. Pre-order now. If you wait, order it anyway and get a hold of a DVD. Please,
John, thanks for coming. I'm sure we'll have you back in at some point. You're always in and out of Nashville.
Yes,
we like you're like our part-time resident.
I'm not the third. How many brothers are there?
It's just us.
That's okay. Well, there's now three.
I'm down with that.
There's now three. I'm an honorary secular.
That's an incredible honor. We're putting that on the quote.
Next time we'll talk about me meeting your dad on the phone.
Oh yes, yeah, because you called in.
And that was no cell phones back then.
I remember that day. Yeah. All right, To Die For movie. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you all. Vote.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
This is Logan Sekulow. We got a jam-packed show today with our guests.